Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I'm going to talk about the four keys to healing after narcissistic abuse. So let me just jump right in. And these are all things that you need to consider in order to heal. All right. So now you've been through a traumatic, relationship. You're feeling the pain and you just can't get over the narcissist. Here's the four things that you need to do in order to get over that narcissist. Number one, you need to accept the narcissist for who they are. They're not going to change. They are who they are. There is absolutely nothing you can do to change them. You know, they're molded from childhood experiences, whether it was traumatic or they were the entitled child, along with a genetic predisposition that makes them who they are, okay? They're, everybody's got a different temperament when they're born as a baby, and then they're molded by their childhood experiences into who they are, okay? So this narcissist that you dealt with is never going to change, and they're going to be like that till the day they die. And this is the acceptance that you have to have, that they will never change, okay? You have to accept them for who they are. And people don't get that. You sit there and you try to resolve conflict with a narcissist. You sit there and try to explain yourself over and over and over, trying to get them to see your point of view. They don't want to see your point of view, because in order to see your point of view means that they have to deal with their own shame, which they can't do. Subconsciously, a narcissist is filled with a lot of shame, and they just can't deal with anybody telling them that there is anything wrong with them. So you will never, ever be able to resolve that conflict with them, okay? So you have to accept them for who they are. Just say, listen, I'm dealing with a toxic person. And, distance yourself if you can. If you can't distance yourself, you have to have minimal contact and gray rock. And I get these people all the time that say, well, how do I go no contact? I can't go no contact when you have kids. We know you can't go no contact when you have kids. You have to have minimal contact and just deal with the issues of the children. And I've talked about that in other podcasts. But you accept them for who they are, and you make a decision whether you still want them in your life. And I'm talking, primarily about whether it could be a family member, all right? Some people, they can't deal with the toxicity. They have to cut them off because these people will affect their mental health. And this is how it is. If the narcissist is affecting your mental health and causing you anxiety and depression, which could cause, physical ailments later on, you've got to cut them off whether they're family or not, all right? Because your own mental state, you have to think of first, and especially if you have children, okay? Because if you're not in the right mental state, it's going to reflect on your children and affect your children if they see you sad, angry, depressed, or something like that. It's going to affect your children. So you have to accept them. They're not going to change. Don't bother changing them. Fly the flag and just say, you know what? They're toxic. I don't get into it with them deep. I keep my distance. And if I have to deal with them, I do minimal contact. All right. Next way to heal, you guys, is by education. Education, knowledge is the key. Knowledge is power. So what does that mean exactly? you go listen to everything and you go read everything you can on narcissism to understand who and what you were dealing with. A lot of people that are still trauma bonded to the narcissist, they haven't done enough soul searching and education to really see the narcissist for who they are, so they're still confused. If you're still confused, then you don't really get it yet, okay? You don't really get it yet, and you're going to have to give yourself time to really educate yourself on the topic. Write down everything miserable that that narcissist did to you. All the lies, all the gaslighting. Educate yourself to terms of gaslighting so you know what gaslighting is. And write it all down on a piece of paper and educate yourself to the tactics of the narcissist. Go look at my past podcasts where I talk about, you know, how a covert narcissist tries to mind fuck you so that you understand and you could see it for what it is. So the second way to heal is to educate yourself on narcissism. And once you understand narcissism, you're going to see it not just with your prior romantic relationships, but in your family. Almost every family's got a narcissist somewhere, okay? There's always a control for power, for money, all right? And you're going to be able to spot these people, and it's all going to become clearer to you because you're going to understand why they do what they do, okay? Why they gossip behind your back, why they don't validate you, or something along those lines. So education includes knowing everything about gaslighting, knowing when a narcissist is playing stupid on you, doing the dumb routine. That's what the covert narcissist does when they tell you, "I really don't remember," or when they try to question your mental state and say, "Well, that's all in your mind." Nobody loves to say it's all in your mind more than a narcissist that's trying to confuse you. And when you're dealing in a relationship where you're confused and you're starting to feel like you're the problem when you know you're speaking the truth, that's your red flag that you're dealing with a toxic person. So you've got to recognize the red flags in order to understand what really happened in the relationship. So the reason that education is so important, you guys, is to understand what just happened between you and the narcissist. You're not going to understand it. You're going to be confused unless you educate yourself to narcissism and understand when you see these red flags. If it's a romantic relationship, you're going to understand love bombing. You're going to see that the love bombing, they moved fast in the relationship. You're going to see that they future faked you. You're going to see that they tried to mirror you. You're going to see that they're going to project all their toxicity onto you and make you the problem. Narcissists are blame shifters, so they're going to blame you for anything that's done, all right? They don't take accountability. That's another red flag. But the bottom line is this, you guys. Once you see all of these kinds of toxic red flags, you're going to understand, and the next thing you're going to say to yourself is, "I'm dealing with a narcissist." So the problem, once you realize you're dealing with a narcissist and you realize that you speak the truth and, you know, you're not playing games, you're going to realize that the narcissist is the toxic one and they're the ones that are going to play games and they're going to try to confuse you. This is all how a narcissist operates, by trying to mind fuck you and manipulate you and make you think that you're the problem, okay? Now, in order to heal from narcissistic abuse, another thing that you've got to realize, okay, is that narcissists can be very nice at times. And this is part of the confusion too, to your healing, because you're thinking about all those nice things that the narcissist did to you and you can't believe that this person could be toxic. But yes, a narcissist could be nice. You could have great times with a narcissist, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't toxic. Okay. You also have to look at intent. Listen to my podcast on the intent of the narcissist. In order to heal from narcissistic abuse, you've got to understand why that narcissist was with you. And this is what a lot of people don't hone in and focus on. Okay. You have to be focused when dealing with a narcissist, and you're not. That's why you're confused. So you've got to look at why that narcissist was with you. What was their motive? What was their intent? It's like when the detectives do a murder case, right? And they try to decide who murdered this person. The first thing they look at is motive. Who had the greatest motive to want that person dead? And it's kind of similar in the sense that you have to look at the motive of the narcissist. What was their motive for being so nice to you? We know that niceness and flattery and charm are the tools of the narcissist in order to let you drop your guard, for you to trust them, and for them to get some kind of supply out of you, which could be sex, money, a place to live, or just flatter their ego. You're a backup plan, or you're a placeholder till they find somebody else. And what a lot of people don't realize, because they'll say, oh, well, they're not using me for just sex, they're not using me for money, you know, they must have cared about me if they were there with me. They may have just used you for something else, just to be there, just to have somebody in the corner. You're the safety net. They could use you for therapy. They get on the phone with you when they're bored at work and they need to waste their time, make the clock go. So you're the filler. But then when the weekend comes, they're nowhere to be found because they're not all in. A narcissist is not all in. Go listen to my podcast on that as well to understand. So once you understand, you know, the motive or the intent of the narcissist, you will get and you will understand why they did what they did. Like, I dealt with a narcissist and I thought this person really cared about me. This person traveled very far to see me. And I'm saying, well, you know, a person wouldn't travel far just to see me and everything. They don't need me. And the whole thing is that person liked to just hang out and be around where I lived, okay? They liked the little bed and breakfast. They enjoyed that. So they weren't there, you know, for me. They were there because they were on a little sabbatical or vacation and they used me and where I lived for that purpose, okay? So you've got to look at what the intent of the narcissist is. Why are they with you, okay? In other words, I also had a client and I've had other clients where the narcissist used them just to, you know, have somebody, they move to their city and they use them just to know somebody. And then once they're on their feet, they don't need you anymore. They use you as a safety blanket, okay? Or they use you as a filler for sex. There's always a purpose with a narcissist. Understand, a narcissist is not there for love, okay? They're not looking for love. They're looking for their best option. What's going to fulfill their needs, okay? So it's basically, what can you offer them, okay? Just being nice to the narcissist and not offering them something is not enough, okay? That'll only get you to be like an ego boost for the narcissist. That's it. So you guys, it's like this. In order to heal from narcissistic abuse, number one, you need to accept them for who they are and that they're not going to change, and stop wasting your breath trying to resolve conflict with them, because you're not going to do it, okay? You have to fly the flag and say, I got to abandon this ship because this person will not allow themselves to be transparent and will not own anything, okay? They will not take accountability ever. No matter what facts or truth I put in front of them, they are always going to refute the facts and refute the truth because it's in their best benefit to do that, okay? So a narcissist does what's in their best benefit, okay? So you realize that you've got to accept them for who they are. They're not going to change. The best thing to do is to distance yourself or gray rock them if you've got to be around them for whatever reason. The other thing is, you got to educate yourself as much as possible on things that narcissists do, and red flags and gaslighting and how they triangulate and how they mirror you and how they project all their toxicity onto you. You're getting to know the game. When you educate yourself, you know the game. When you know the game, it gives you knowledge. And when you have that knowledge, it helps you to understand why they did what they did. Because narcissists are very predictable, okay? They're very similar in their manipulation tactics. And once you know the game, you will get it and you will start to see them for who they are. Now, number three, in order to heal from narcissistic abuse, is you've got to have your own goals in life, okay? There's a lot more to this world than that narcissist that came into your world. That narcissist was just a piece of the journey of your life. That narcissist came into your life in order to teach you a lesson, you know, that not everybody is a nice person just because they're nice at times, okay? So your pain is your lesson, and that's the lesson that you got from the narcissist. You learned a lesson. It made you wiser. So now you're going to say to yourself, okay, that's my past. Now I got to focus on my future, and I got to focus in on my goals. You've got to have a purpose in your life, whatever that purpose is. You've got to have a purpose for getting up every day and feeling like, you know, you're making a difference in your life or in other people's lives. So you've got to know, what is your purpose? Your purpose could be anything. Your purpose could be to be very successful in your job and save a lot of money and buy a home or get a retirement home. Your purpose could just be to enjoy and live and enjoy your family and your children. Your purpose is something that's going to benefit you and make you happy long term. So you have to have short term goals and then have a long term goals. And why is this important? This is important so that you don't fall into anxiety and depression, because an idle mind is a devil's workshop. Trust me when I tell you this, I've experienced it and I've seen it in my children as well during the pandemic, okay? When you are isolated, you are alone, that's when that anxiety and that depression is going to sink into you and make you fall into a black pit. This is why you've got to have goals, everyday goals. Okay, what's my goal today? I'm going to go take a walk. What's my goal today? I'm going to go take my car to the car wash. I'm going to go clean my house. I'm going to go paint my house. I'm going to clean my refrigerator. I'm going to do something that's productive that enhances my life. So you're going to have these goals that are going to keep you busy physically and mentally. So the purpose in all of this is, in order to heal from narcissistic abuse, you want to get busy. That is so crucial and so important, to fill your life up and be busy with things. But it requires you to be proactive. You've got to be proactive. You've got to look out. Let's say you want to connect with other people in your community. You can look for volunteer organizations, volunteering on the ambulances, volunteering at the fire department, volunteering at the library, volunteering at the schools, getting a part-time job. If you have extra time, you can meet people, okay? And this connects you with your world, your local world, to meet people. And it's always good, you know, you make friends, and you, through friends, you don't know who else you can meet, okay? This is going to help you to not focus back on that narcissist. You're focusing forward and you're keeping yourself busy. So it's like this, you guys, and I go through this with my older son all the time. We get up and we say, okay, what do we got to do today? We have our list. What do we got to do? He's got his things he's got to do. I have my things we got to do. So we go day to day. Okay, this is what we got to do today. All right. And this is what you need to do. Keep yourself busy on what you're going to do to improve your life. You can improve your life by going to the gym, by taking hikes, by riding your bicycle, by taking sailing lessons, whatever it could be. Learn to go horseback riding, whatever. Something different that's going to, you know, stimulate your mind and keep you busy, and it's good physically for you. You're also going to focus in on your money. What are your finances? What could you save this week? You're going to try to work on your finances to save money. You're focusing in on your future so that maybe you could take a vacation, enjoy yourself taking a vacation, take a weekend vacation. You could do things with your kids. You can go away or take day trips, whatever that may be. You're keeping yourself busy. You're filling your life. Now, you could also, your goal could be just to meet more people. The more people that you have in your life, even as acquaintances or, you know, soon to be friends, is going to fill up your life. And what does all this do? This is going to take the onus off thinking about the narcissist. You're not worrying about the narcissist because you just made a new friend in a meetup group and you're going to meet them for coffee, okay? Or you're going for a jog with them, or you're going to Book of the Month Club or something like that. You got things going on. When you got things going on, you are not going to fall back and think about that narcissist as much, okay? So let me recap. In order to heal from narcissistic abuse, you've got to accept the narcissist for who they are. They're not going to change. Don't waste your breath. They're going to be like that till the day they die. They're going to be like that with the new supply. No matter how happy they look to you now, give it time. They're toxic. They will find fault with anybody that they're with. So it's a wrap. Goodbye. Good luck. Okay. You accept them for who they are and you let it go. Let it go. Don't let that anger fester inside you or it will destroy you. Okay. You let it go and you have to acknowledge if you got played. You got to say, you know what? I got played, but it wasn't my fault because I didn't know what I was dealing with at the time. But now you know who you're dealing with and you're never going to let that shit happen again, okay? Sometimes we have to be accountable ourselves for things that we do because we didn't know at the time, all right? But when you know, you make sure that you never repeat that mistake again, or you might have dealt with the narcissist because you were vulnerable. You could be a single parent going through something. You could be going through a divorce, whatever it is. You were vulnerable at the time, but you're going to build your strength up so that when you see those red flags, you never, ever allow it to happen again, okay? And also, you've got to also introspect and say to yourself, well, if I allowed this person into my life and I saw that they were toxic and I still didn't get rid of them, then you have to say to yourself, there's something lacking inside of you to make you codependent and trauma bonded to that narcissist. You felt alone. A lot of times it's loneliness. You're hanging on to that narcissist because it's loneliness, or maybe you're lazy and you don't want to go out there and start all over with somebody new. You feel you've invested all this time into this person, and the last thing you want to do is start out, you know, asking people, oh, what do you like to do in your free time? Okay? But you got to think about your whole life and time wasted. So you've got to make the effort. You got to go outside your comfort zone if you want to change in your life. Nothing is going to change until you change, until you change it. If you're unhappy with your life, then you've got to change something in your life to get to that happiness. So you have to realize what is it that you're lacking in your life, okay? And you have to appreciate the good things and the positive things that you have in your life. You got a roof over your head. You got food on the table. You have people that may care about you or some family members that care about you. Look at the positives in your life to keep you going and keep you up. Okay? You don't want to fall into a pit of depression. And the way to avoid that, again, is to accept them for who they are. The problem wasn't you. The problem is you dealt with a narcissist who doesn't take accountability and manipulates in order to not take accountability, okay? You're going to educate yourself and see what it was. You're going to write down on a piece of paper all the toxic things that narcissists did, and you're going to apply it to how it is narcissistic and make it clearer in your mind. I really recommend you guys writing it down on a piece of paper, all the different things that that person did to you, so you could see it in black and white and you don't fall back and forget what you went through. Never, ever forget what you went through. You've got to respect yourself. Respect yourself. That's why blocking is so important. And it's hard to do when you still have feelings for the narcissist, but you have to respect yourself, okay? And block that person and see them for who they are. They were not all in. They didn't care. And you've got to accept it. But understand, it. Don't take it personally, because they would have done it to anybody. Whoever they get involved with, they're not all in. They'll do it to anybody because they are all about themselves. That's all they care about is themselves. Even narcissistic parents, they care about themselves more than they care about their own children. It's just a sad reality, and you have to accept them for who they are. That's it, okay? So you guys, the last thing that you need in order to heal from narcissistic abuse, the last key is time. You've got to give yourself time. You know, 3 to 6 months is not a long time to heal after a narcissistic relationship, because this is not a typical relationship.
This person deceived you. This person, you know, confused you. You didn't know the game. It's not like breaking up from somebody else and things just don't work out and that person was transparent about it, why it didn't work out. Maybe you guys were different people or you weren't compatible, but you knew what it was. It's going to take you time to heal from the narcissistic abuse because of all the confusion and cognitive dissonance that narcissist put in your head at the time. And the longer you were in the relationship, the more time you may need to heal from it, okay? Because you're damaged from this person and they've done such a number on you, making you think that you're the problem, that it's going to take time. And the only way to really see it, again, education, education, education. Keep watching narcissistic videos and reading about it, and you will see them for who they are. The key is to see the narcissist for who they are. Once you see them for who they truly are, you're going to look back and you're going to say, how the hell did I ever deal with that? What was I thinking to ever put up with the nonsense of this person? How I would never give that person the time of day ever again, okay? And I'm speaking from personal experience. I wouldn't even, you know, piss on this person. They aren't even worth it. So, you know, once you see that narcissist really for who they are, just how toxic they were, and you understand their game and you understand their motive, you're not going to be trauma bonded to anybody, okay? You're going to be more angry at yourself, okay? But you got to let that anger go because you didn't know, okay? You got to forgive yourself. You didn't know. So you guys, you just got to give yourself time, keep yourself busy, educate yourself, focus in on your purpose in life. You're looking at the long-term goals. This is something that a narcissist doesn't, you know, do necessarily. They're always looking for a short-term fix. You're focusing on your long-term goals, what they're going to be, okay? And if you don't have love in your life at the time, focus in on your career goals. Put all your focus into your career goals and you'll start to feel the satisfaction of getting ahead. And the other thing is give yourself some free time to do meetups or meet other people. However you want to do it in person is always better if you can. But if you have to do it online, you got to weed through and be careful. But, you know, you just got to give yourself time and realize that you go out, you make friends, and, you know, let the world turn. Leave it up to God, okay? But put yourself in the right places around the right people. And when you start to see these toxic people, you got to step back and say, no, not today, Satan. I'm not dealing with this person. I'm not going to waste another minute of my life with another toxic person. I got to distance myself, okay? So you guys, you got to weed through all the shit out there. And there is a lot of shit out there. There is a lot of people that try to use you and abuse you. But understand this, there are a lot of good people too. You just have to weed through, okay? And give somebody a chance. Trust is earned over a period of time. Don't go into new relationships still harboring what you went through, okay? Give that person a chance, okay? That's why you move slowly. Time is your weapon against any narcissist because a narcissist's mask will fall. They can't keep up the act because that's not their true, authentic character, and it comes out. That's one thing that you have to know about life. Somebody's character will always come out in time. So the slower you take it, the more you're going to see that this person is toxic if they're toxic, or you're going to see that they're real, okay? You're going to see that they're real, and then you can give them a little bit more trust each, you know, as time moves on. So I hope that helps you guys. Again, the four keys to healing from narcissistic abuse: accepting the narcissist for the toxic person that they are, educating and creating knowledge, making yourself as wise as possible to understand, okay? Number three, having your goals and your purpose. And number four, understanding that you have to be patient, okay? You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You've got to be patient, let the world turn, keep yourself busy in your goals, and it will all if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, but you're going to be happy regardless of anything. You're going to be happy and appreciate what you have because you're working towards being positive and improving your life any way you can, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button and share and have a great day.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.